Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Murray Patterson, VP of Geology at Hummingbird Resources. HUM is ticker there. Murray, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, now you've released a drilling program update for the Yanfolila. So you're entitled Yanfolila 2020 Exploration Drilling Program Update, and we'll talk through that. And you can talk us through that in layman's terms if you could. Before we do, as always, Murray, for someone maybe not that familiar with Hummingbird, could you just give us a brief summary of the operations there?
Yeah, Justin, Hummingbird's a UK-based gold producer and explorer in West Africa, producing 115,000-120,000 ounces a year from its Yanfolila operation in Mali. We've recently acquired a second high-grade project in Guinea, Karusa, and we're a 51% owner of the massive Dubia project, where exploration is about to start and a DFS is underway.
Excellent stuff. So, in simple terms, please give us an update on these recent drilling results, and how significant are they, Murray?
Yeah, Justin, our recent drilling results from Kamana East and Sonomali West, which we've just announced, continue to demonstrate the good geological potential existing at our producing Yanfolila operation. We released back in August some good results, but they just keep getting better at both deposits. And this Kamana, or the recent Kamana East drilling, continues to define high-grade zones to the north, adding additional ore material for the planned underground mine. And it's also helped identify new drill targets there. So that's been really beneficial to us. And the Sonomali West drilling, which we've drilled over 13,000 metres there this year, has proven the grade just gets better. It's got more continuity. We hit a cracking high-grade zone there of 15 metres at 18 grams. It's just given us more targets for 21 to help keep expanding this resource.
Excellent stuff. Generally, give us an update on your Mali Yanfolila exploration drilling program year to date, and what this means for your resource there and the life of the mine, if you could, Murray.
Our 2020 exploration program has been a very successful year to date. We haven't finished yet either. So we've drilled over 21,000 metres for approximately a 5 million spend. And we started with the exploration strategy of being geared around increasing mine life, as well as looking to improve the grade profile in the life of mine plan. So for this year, we set out to do three of the following things, which is outlined in the RNS. But really, this is the important part: defining the high grade resources at Kamana East, expanding on our open pit oxide resources at Sonomali West and Sonomali East, and then testing these new greenfields targets. I'm pleased to report that we've been successful in each of these objectives. But as a quick recap on each of those, is the Kamana Kamana East, yeah, with new high-grade zones have been defined. We're extending the current economic resources there for the planned underground mine, which will also extend its planned mine life. Identified new drill targets with the aim of basically creating a sustainable underground mine there for many years to come. And we're currently updating the mineral resource model after completing that drilling. Then going on to the Sunamali East and West drilling that we've been going on. We're actually still drilling at Sunamali East, so the program for this year is not quite over. I think we'll be finished there in before the end of the month. But at Sunamali West, our objective there was twofold, which was to expand the resources and de-risk the mineral resource model, which we've basically been able to improve that grade currently based on the results that we received. Overall, that drilling there showing the resource just seems to get better and better, which, now gives us plenty of opportunity to follow up in 21. More exciting, though, Justin, certainly is for the year to date, is the greenfields exploration, which we haven't done before. So, this has been an opportunity for us to start to add real value to the operation and grow our total resource beyond the 2 million ounces that we currently have. Mm-hmm. And so of that, we had identified 7 targets to start with in being greenfields targets. We've only had a chance to test 2 of them, and the best being one called BBC, which is less than 1 kilometre from our existing Kamana East deposit. So BBC has come up with the grade, the width, the continuity, which requires now further follow-up drilling. It's open at both ends, so we want to test its extents beyond the current 300 metres that we've defined. And then lastly, really for the year, we've got a target called Diabarn, which is south of the Gonka deposit, we haven't tested yet, but it's still in the plan to do so. And it's an interesting target. It's at an intersection of 2 major structures. It's got a subtle gold anomaly over it. We're waiting for the wet season to finish and the Sunamali East drilling to be completed, and then we'll focus our attentions there. That's really the 2020 plan update. It's been good, and we're still not finished, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's a lot still to go there. And once you have all this data, you know, what is the next steps then, Murray? You know, beyond in 2021.
Yep. We've got lots of work to do, which is a good position to be in. But, we're busily at the moment updating the mineral resource models because we want to show the increase in resources, which will lead to an increase in reserve and mine life. But we're also actively planning ahead for 2021. We're going to keep the same strategy, which is all about expanding the resources, which will end up leading to increasing the mine life of the operation. At Kamana East, we're not planning to do a lot at this stage, mostly because future drilling, because it's deep, it's not economic, we'll drill it from underground. But we would like to follow up on an open intersection that we had released in the RNS today. Extensions to the north, which we hadn't known existed. So this provides us with a good target to follow up on. Sunamali West, we're busy compiling all that data. We've only just finished, so we're interpreting it. We're planning to follow up certainly on the good intercepts, which we hadn't truly expected to be there. We're drilling into the fresh rock. We want to drill deeper. We want to expand that resource as we can see there's potential to grow it currently. Then, we're going to the greenfields, as I just mentioned. We've still got 5 known targets to test. We've got the BBC drilling to do. And the nice thing with these deposits or targets is that they're inside our mining license and they can be rapidly developed if resources are found there. And then lastly, though, is additionally, we've still got other deposits in our resource base that we haven't looked at yet to change or add or convert to reserves and increase the mine life, and one being Kabaya South. We're re-evaluating that geological model. Looks promising. We've got another deposit there called Gonka. We haven't started mining yet. We've got an open pit resource, but it's also got an underground resource on it that we know can be expanded as well. So really the next step in the plan for 21 is all about prioritising returns for the exploration dollar.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you have another asset called Carusa in Guinea that you're looking at to develop and bring into production. Any thoughts you can add on the geology in that region, Murray?
Yeah, Justin, well, that's the perfect word to describe Carusa. It's a really interesting project in a really interesting gold system. It's big. It should get bigger. It's high grade. It's got multiple deposits. Very favourable structures in favourable host rocks. We also have a very, very large exploration licence there called Bannockburn, which is 10 kilometres north. It has a large untested soil anomaly with artisanal workings in there. So that's very prospective and gives us, we'll be looking to get into that as soon as we can. And there's a lot basically to love about the project, as evident from we did release or mentioned in the release, I think back in August, about the selected best intervals there, which shows that the four deposits frequently have a high number of greater than 150 gram meter intercepts, which in any deposit is extremely rare, but they are is plentiful at Carusa. So yeah, very exciting project, and we're putting together an exploration plan there now for 2021.
Good stuff. Well, Murray, every day in the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets on the platform there. And to get on that list, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're doing here, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Hummingbird Resources to their watch list, please.
Yep. Okay, Justin. So really quickly, my number one reasons to invest in Hummingbird would be the geological potential, not just at Yanfolila, but also at Carusa and Dubi, all of which haven't been seriously drill tested. So we know there's more resources there. Two is people, the Hum management team. We've been together since 2015-16, built Yanfolila on time, on budget. We're experienced in West Africa, up for a challenge, enjoy working together, and always looking to improve and be innovative. But thirdly, which more for the investors, is the growth story. We're a soon-to-be multi-asset producer looking to double our annual production in 2 years, and then there's Dubi after that, and we're not stopping there. So we're evaluating other exciting opportunities as we speak. Thank you.
Excellent, Murray, thanks for that. And like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Yeah, pleasure, always.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.